time for sport now. Warwick Hadfield is here. Good morning, Warwick. Let's start with the cricket. Aaron Finch could resume his innings in the second test in Perth today, despite a nasty finger injury.
Yeah, look, Hamish, Finch retired hurt during what was a brutal third day yesterday after a nasty delivery from Mohammad Shami smashed into his fingers, his index finger, the one taking the main part of the blow. He left the field for x-rays immediately. They have revealed it's only a flesh wound rather than a dreaded fracture. And look, he'll be disowned in Colac if that stops him from batting again. Plenty of other nasty deliveries yesterday. Marcus Harris was badged while Usam Khawaja took one to the euphemisms as Australia battled with ball and bat to wrest the game away from the Indians. Something helped mightily when Peter Hanscom intercepted the ball nanometres from the grass. It was out, but debate ensued as the Indian captain, Virat Kohli, who had made a wonderful century, departed shaking his head, as much for the gallery as anything else. His dismissal, the catalyst for India, ending up 43 runs adrift of Australia's first innings of 326. Nathan Lyon and his curmudgeonly guile taking another test, Michelle, 5 for 67 from 34.5 overs. An amazing bowler for this off-spinner, or this curator-turned-off-spinner is turning out to be. Look, when play resumes this morning on a pitch more analysed than a federal budget, Australia is 4 for 132, a lead of 175, which may or may not be a surplus for any treasurers out there. Tim Payne thinks it is. It's heading that way. He reminded Virat Kohli that he's got a bat on it a second time, and that's something that's probably going to happen later today at Perth time. We have another fascinating day to come as cricket's version of a symphony continues compared to that T20 cookie cutter stuff that's about to start, or has already started in the women's game and is about to happen in the men's game.
Tell us what you really think, Warwick. In football, Perth Glory returned to the top of the A-League ladder yesterday as Melbourne Victory slips up in the W-League.
Yeah, look, Hamish, the two first-half goals to Neil Kilkenny and Jason Davidson were the only scores in the game, but that was all that Perth needed as Tony Popovich's side returned to the top of the competition. He's doing a great job over there as the new coach of Perth. In the other A-League game yesterday, Melbourne City beat Adelaide United 2-0. And in the W-League, Melbourne Victory, hitherto unbeaten, lost out to Brisbane 4-3. It was raining goals in that game as thunderstorms threatened throughout the match. I think this weather that has been around for the last 4 or 5 days in Australia, particularly on the eastern side, has had an amazing effect on some matches. We've had some interrupted, but the Brisbane team got away with it yesterday, 4-3 against the hitherto undefeated Melbourne City. An interesting result, that one.
Indeed. And in basketball, the Melbourne Boomers have moved to the top of the WNBL ladder over the weekend, beating Adelaide in the thriller.
Yeah, look, Hamish, Adelaide's playing for its very survival at the moment. As we know, they need about $500,000. No one in South Australia seems to be all that keen to pitch up to pay that, particularly when the crowds for the games aren't all that flash. But anyway, the Boomers had to find their own well because to get some inspiration, and they came from behind to win 83-78.
Warwick, in hockey, rather than a third World Cup in a row, the Kookaburras have had to settle for third place in India overnight.
Yeah, Hamish, but they did so making their own statement about whom they believe to be the best team in the world, though it's officially the Belgians who beat the Dutch in the final. Last night, the Australians beat England 8-1. Yes, 8-1 in the playoff for the bronze medal. The day before, the Dutch had beaten Australia after one of those dreaded penalty shootouts in the one semi-final, while England was beaten again 6-0, this time by the Belgians in the other. Now, Tom Craig scored thrice, Jeremy Howard twice, with the rest of the goals going to Trent, son of Grant Mitten, Tim Brand, and the competition's leading goal scorer, Blake Govers. The Kookaburras won everywhere except where it mattered the most, Hamish.
Indeed. In surfing, Australia's Julian Wilson waiting patiently this morning to see who his third-round opponent is at the pipe in Hawaii.
Yeah, look, we reported on Friday that Wilson was easily through to the third round, as was Gabriel Medina, his main rival for this year's world title. But ordinary conditions over the weekend meant that the competition has only just resumed this morning, where Miguel Pupo, the Brazilian goofy footer, has just survived the sudden death second round. So that means he'll go up against Wilson in heat 8 of round 3. Also surviving round 2, the third surfer in contention for the world title, another Brazilian, Felipe Toledo. So Wilson has plenty to do if Australia Australia is to have two world title holders in the same year. Stephanie Gilmore, of course, already has her seventh. Wilson still to get his first. Something that's been coming for some time, and it would be great if he could do it this year.
Fingers and toes crossed. In cricket...
Hanging five of those toes, are you?
Yeah, absolutely. Australia has it all to play for when the second test resumes in Perth later today.
A lead of 175, 6 wickets in hand and 2 days to go on a pitch that's doing stuff. So squaring the series is there for the taking. Usman Khawaja is on 41 and Tim Payne 8. They're the not-out batters. While Aaron Finch, who retired hurt on 25, should bat today as Australia aims for as many runs as humanly possible. 250-plus needed just in case the Indian captain gets a score roughly in proportion to the size of his noggin as measured by Tim Payne. Tim Payne might live on Hobart's more upmarket suburbs on the Western Shore these days and play for the University of Tasmania. But just occasionally, the old Eastern Shore comes out in him, as it did when Coley chipped him yesterday about potentially going 2-0 down in the series. You've got to bat first, big head, said Tim Payne. All said with a smile, of course, Hamish.
Warrior, I have a question for you. Is there any way to listen to the ABC radio cricket coverage through digital means?
I'm told so, through on ABC Grandstand, I understand.
So,
I
mean, so just not local radio?
It's been on local radio, and so it's there, but I understand when for various reasons, in the first test, some of the local stations went to cover bushfires and things like that. It was available on ABC Grandstand.
I've been having all sorts of problems. I thought I was going to have to go and buy a new analog radio.
Well, look, get the analog radio and put it on whichever frequency you need, and then just tune it off just a little bit so you get that crackling sound like it's coming out of England in 1968 or even some of those synthetic broadcasts. Yeah, you've got to get that atmosphere right for Test cricket to be real, Hamish.
I almost went to sit in the car the other day. Warwick Hadfield, thank you very much indeed.
Good on you, Hamish.
It is 24 minutes to 8.